In the first of these Fry's English Delights, Stephen Fry discusses colourful language.
It is odd and interesting to be talking about colour on the radio.
An after-lunch chat with David Hockney.
No, because I think, actually, if you were on television with some colour, would we all be seeing it the same anyway?
Yes, exactly. It's wonderful to think of hundreds of thousands of people out there, and if we both say the word, I don't know, turquoise, what is in people's minds?
Yes, I mean, it's a little bit different.
Something's rising up in their head.
I mean, we're all on our own, aren't we? Just a couple.
It seems to be.
Yes, it is. You're always getting back to that. Remember, it was Dr. Goebbels who very early on, like 1933, realised that radio wouldn't be that good for propaganda. Film would be better. Because in film, everybody saw the same thing. Yeah. On radio, they didn't. Very perceptive.
Which makes it strange to be talking especially about colour, where even in real life we can't be sure we're seeing the same thing.
So perhaps it's better on radio.
And that kind of sums up the task ahead. Colour is subjective, emotive, personal. Its relationship with language is, shall we say, at the very least, problematic. I love that standard oil paint vocabulary, you know, cadmium red, yellow ochre, viridian.
Yeah, painters would know. Viridian, I used to call it Mexican green. It's a colour you see in Mexico great deal. You can see walls painted viridian.
Yes. And Oscar Wilde's favourite word in all of language was vermilion. Vermilion.